Good morning. Will you join me on a walk through Bruges? It's Sunday. It's almost 8:45 in the morning. I'm up already and up and about and getting ready for our checkout of our hotel and the final piece of quizzing, which takes place this morning. It's the pairs event. Yesterday was an amazing day. Very busy day. So many things took place. Started off in the morning with the individual quiz, which is basically, from an Irish point of view, it's a bit like doing your Leaving Cert. Except it's like doing your Leaving Cert if your Leaving Cert was a quiz. You sit down at a table, just you, with a biro, and the rounds aren't called out, they're just handed out on sheets of paper. Unlike in Lichfield, where they hand you out giant rounds that take an hour and a half to do, here it was more like a traditional quiz in that rounds were, there were 10 rounds of 12 questions for the most part. I think the last round had more. There'd be pictures printed out, in which case they would be kind of mirrored up on the big screen. And there was also an audio question with every round, which was played on the speakers. We did quite well there in that. We certainly did better than we had done the team event the night before. David was top scorer at our Irish men. He scored 54 out of 100, which actually saw him level at one of the eggheads, would you believe? So that's a feather in his cap. I was one behind him on 53, and then Mike was on 48. All in all, all of us finished inside the top 100, I think. And there were 173 people who took part. We weren't as far back from the eventual winners as we had been again on Friday. Then our score in the mid-30s was a long way off the people who scored 80. Whereas yesterday in the individual, our 50-somethings contrasted very well with, say, people who were in the mid-60s were finishing in the top 10, and the overall leaders were, I think, something in the high 70s. The way the individual quiz ended was that the top 10 people were asked to come back for a second round, so to speak. Unlike in the team event on Friday evening, they actually kept their scores, which meant Kevin Ashman, who had a 5-point lead at the end of the paper quiz, if you know what I mean, held that and got to keep that, and so that helped him to win the overall event, which he did. After 20 more questions, were 2 points each, which was done on stage with the 10 people and a judge behind each one, and they get asked a single question and they would write the answer down, and the judges would indicate by raising their hands whether the person in front of them had gotten it right. So that was the end of the official quizzing in the morning, if you will. During the afternoon, we took a break, went and watched some Premiership football. I wandered back over because I thought I'd maybe type up a blog. And I ended up accidentally falling into a quiz which was taking place of an informal nature. Throughout the day, quizzing carries on in the room. People are able to bring their own quizzes on laptops, connect up to the screen, hand out answer sheets, and people give them a go. This one yesterday afternoon was called the Totally Subjective Quiz. It was hosted by a local Belgian. It ran in a very nice format of, you received an answer sheet with 11 answers on it. And then from the stage, he would call out 10 facts, or he'd show 10 pictures or whatever. And so you'd have to pick which 10 of the 11 you had were right, and mark them A, B, C, and so on. And then at the end of the round, the answers would be called out. That was a pairs event. And as I say, I accidentally fell into it because I just wanted up to talk to have some Bruges bells. This is a lovely place. Anyway, myself and this random Belgian chap, whose name was Stan, actually ended up winning the event. Now, it was only an informal quiz, and there was only about half the crowd there. But it's something I can say. I won a quiz at the European Quiz Championships. The evening saw a team event, not unlike the team event on Friday, but it wasn't called the Nations Cup. It was just called the Team Quiz. And teams could be made up of whoever you bumped into. We were teamed up with a German called Sebastian. Very nice chap. And quite intelligent too. But unfortunately, we didn't do much better than we did on Friday evening. Our 39 was only 4 better off. However, that was a very hard quiz, in which the winners only scored in the high 60s themselves. So there you go. Saturday at the EC.